Welcome back to Optical Track, listeners. I'm your host for the next hour, Bootleg B, in the studio.
What's up? It's DJ Mutt.
That's right, that's right. And we're back in the physical space. You know, happy to be back in my home.
In the physical space.
That's right. I don't got too much time with y'all tonight, but I curated a little something-something. Something I like to call cold alternative music. What does that mean? Basically, it's just, I don't know, it sounds not hollow, but like cold, you know? It's like music you would hear in the cold. I feel like it makes more sense once I play it.
Like, is music you would play in a hollow building?
Sure, yeah, no.
Are you just saying sure because I said it?
No, like that's a pretty good interpretation of it, I'd say. All right. Yeah, so to get started.
DJ.
I got some Frank Cole for you guys, formerly known as Comatazine, I believe it was pronounced. Like he was like a hardcore SoundCloud rapper, and he started doing jazz music.
Interesting.
Changed his life around. Pretty good stuff. So yeah, enjoy.
Dancing with the lights off. Dock the yacht for the summer. Collect the dough from my runners. Money has become him. You gotta love it. Bulletproof Hummer with the turret. I'm getting dumber by the second. They thought they had the guy, but they couldn't find the weapon. Keep it in the safe behind the painting. Trying to put a name to the face behind the painting. And if you don't say that I'm the greatest, that's a major violation. In your face, annihilation. Six of care plus in the poly. By the way, tell your bitch, bring a brolly. I just caught me a body. I'm sorry, but I'm not sure if I'm sorry.
Definitely not. Not at all. blood sunsets over barren wastes, and in the star-strewn night, the thin cold air of a dying world stirring in restless sighs across the valley.
Yeah, PP Kappa. They thought they saw a light under the chateau. Money counter playing up again. I broke the bank at El Paso, Trail Chapel. I ain't trying to live right. I don't want to slap you, but my bitch might. Swiss flick knife, jab it in your windpipe. Shed the thug's tear, but I'm happy on the inside.
So happy.
Mind where you're fishing. Special cloth alert, they trying to pirate the stitching. It's my way, or the high, yeah, I'm tripping. On Route 66, highway emissions. Pull up in your dad's Chevy. Fucks to give, I don't have any. I saw the stairway to heaven leading way above. They call me little heart attack, I couldn't make it up.
I'm Dr. Bernard Benson. This is the joy of living.
Better get going now. They might leave you behind. Yup, yup.
Maybe your friends have feel good mixed up with get high.
What's the difference?
Rich, I'm convinced I'm gonna die alone. Pot shit, toxicology, and styrofoam. One night I'm gonna walk out the door of my crib with a smile on my face like I ain't coming home. Stayed at the wall for 24 and it didn't move. That's pitiful. The cyclical nature or something visceral. Book. Can't spend your whole life chasing after the books. I've been trying to fill the void, but the answer is love. It was 5 a.m. and I was cracked out in the train station. Waiting for the day that you would call me. Till I realized I ain't worth shit. Awesome. Probably gonna end up in a ditch by autumn. Ditch by autumn. Probably gonna end up in a ditch by autumn. Try my skateboard in the river. I lost my best friend. Facing through safely dizzy, just want a numbness. Stumble like a bum around the city, my pocket's empty. But fuck it, the moon is out and she pretty, I said. Autobiography rap, she really in pain. On the autopsy, she ain't gonna see it in his drained face. Only thought I was falling asleep, but was not an offline drug from the narcotics dropped in the south. Used to do drugs in the closet, that was closeted. You know, cause like, you got it? Like, say whack that I just spit facts, but the lame motherfuckers won't give me a chance. Remember, I was 13 and would listen to Chance in the bathroom, eyes closed, doing a dance. I said, burn too many brain cells down, so be worried about my brain cells now. Burn too many brain cells down, burn too many brain cells down. All that time has passed till we realize that we don't like who we see inside. I could watch the moon come and could watch the sunrise, but it doesn't change the fact that I still wanna off myself.
Deborah said tomorrow's a new day. Bev said love yourself. I listen, neither two people in me two-faced. Vessel with no co-captain, double threat like Bojack's. In fear I'ma die alone. Fear I felt all the peaks and valleys. No, it don't get better than this. At what point did I lose my glint? This audio is just a glimpse. Solitary life the spirit won't miss. Enter the air that I've been gifted remiss. Neglected it like a goldfish. I don't use this life well. Might as well give it to somebody else. The biggest terror, perishing alone with nobody in love without. Somber abode. Going out as all the blood droughts and fists unclenched. Your biggest affirmation, fear at measure, fear at measure, fear at measure.
Blast, my ass was headless, and no bed rest, only lots of fluids. I shot.
Mercury calling, strawberry midnight moon. My girl sending signals, say come back soon. Put the wig on, empty stage sicko. Strobe lights on, never, never gonna get home. Makeup stars shine thick low, makeup and I let go. Yeah, it's all a puzzle and a riddle. Same shit, new date, money in the suitcase. Memories do fit, yeah they do fit. I'm alone at a Chinese restaurant. Late night, same flies and shiny emeralds. I have sex, write songs and stay decadent. Yeah, I need decadence, yeah I need one more chance. Have a number with the devil if he lets you dance. I like life, yeah, when it makes no sense. I'll be your free girl and your gentleman. Sit in the couch, yeah, with your leather pants.
Welcome back to Optical Track. Here again with the Mutt.
Yes, sir.
We were here, or we had an event, I should say. Yes, is that mic even on?
Yeah, my mic? Yeah, yeah.
My mic?
Your mic is on, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it all the way up?
It's all the way up.
Cool. I don't know why I can hear you.
Mic 4, right?
Check, check.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're good.
Okay.
One more time.
Check, check.
Yeah, you're
beautiful.
Good.
All right. So, yeah, we had an event the other day on Sunday. Thank you to everyone who came out. And we had a few performing artists. We got Les Cochines, we had Dos, we had Freedom Curse, and we got some interviews coming up later tonight.
Woo!
My time allots. I'm gonna get into some more sort of Christmas stuff right now.
Christmas
traditional
stuff.
Non-traditional Christmas music. If y'all remember last year.
What does
year,
that mean?
Well, okay, so my favorite Christmas song ever is Don't Show Me Santa Claus by The Killers. However, after I played that song last year, I didn't realize that there was like another version of it. This is a sequel, basically. Like, it's a crazy music video, and a few years after they came out with the sequel to the song, it kind of like adds to the story of the lead singer trying to be killed by Santa Claus.
I don't like this thing where they just keep making all these characters either. Like, that used to be good, evil, and then that they're evil, now they're good. Like, stop.
Hey, man, is an interpretation, you know?
The Wild Witch of the West was evil.
Or was she misunderstood?
No, she was evil.
Originally, yeah, she was evil. But that's the thing, is Wicked spins that.
Whatever. Not with it.
Anyways, this is No Light by Cat Soup. And then we got some Afro Man coming up next, and then some Killers.
Afro Man.
That's right. Check out his Christmas album.
Life is hard, but look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old, playing out there in the desert, just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
Sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own.
Don't shoot me. let it come in. So why can't you see? I couldn't turn my cheek no longer. The sun is going down and Christmas is near. Just look the other way and I'll disappear forever. Woo! Don't shoot me, sir.
We know it wasn't easy.
You've been after me a long while, a pathological display. Now take a moment to imagine my dismay. When I heard you had a heart change, I was skeptical at first. Till you seen it for yourself, I guess you just expect the worst.
Mic check, mic check. This is Bootleg B reporting outside from Raven's Gallery on December 19th, 2025. We have our Winter Underland show with the artists likes of Dose, Freedom Curse, and Les Cochinas. Let's talk to some of these dudes, see what's good. Check, check, check. All right, sick. All right, what's up, guys? It's me, Bootleg B, here on Optical Track. I'm outside of Raven's Little Things right now for the Pedersen Rumbo show. And who do I got with me here?
My name is Drew.
What's up, it's Chris.
And who are you guys?
We are Freedom Curse from East LA.
Right off the bat with the easy question, what does Freedom Curse mean, like the name?
Yeah. I guess, like, you know, sometimes we have so much free will, you could almost say it's a curse to be so free. Sometimes you make good decisions, you make bad decisions, you know?
All right, next question, because the collective, the Echo Park Film Center, we're a film collective, I want to ask you guys, you can write any soundtrack for any movie. Either non-existent, you know, like a series, franchise, something that already happened, whatever. What would that be?
One of my favorite movies is Terminator 2. I would love to do the soundtrack for that. I'm also a big fan of Trigun. I don't know, you know, Trigun. It's like a 90s anime, short anime. Chris knows it too.
Yeah, that's a good one. They have a lot of jazz kind of stuff to it. Man, I don't know. I think something ambient, you know, something, I don't know, a Space Odyssey or something like that, but just very remixed with something else. Like, yeah, that's all I can think of, you know.
So in a world with so much freedom, that is a curse. What drives you guys to keep going, to keep producing your music, putting it out there?
Oh, man, for me, it would have to be my day job, you know? Like, you wake up every day, you go to work, it's like, fuck, man, I need more out of life than this, you know? You go there, you have coworkers you don't like, you're like, fuck, man, I need to get out of here, man. I need to go and make a beat when I go home, you know?
I could pay you back to that, too, you know? I feel like it keeps us sane, you know? It keeps, like, the balance of life and fun, you know? It's just, like, another thing that kind of just nurtures your soul, you know? So it's good.
All right, all right, what's in store for the future for you guys? I know you've been around for a while in the greater LA area. Anything else coming up, any new projects, tours?
Tours, no, not for the foreseeable future. But we have a show January 9th at The Smell in downtown LA.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've been to The Smell before?
Hell yeah. Yeah, that was my shit in, like, college, end of high school.
Nice. The shows they used to be $5, or $10 now.
What? Know, inflation.
With inflation and everything, but $10 is still pretty affordable, you know?
Yeah, go support The Smell, independent venue. Highly recommend to my listeners, especially for new music. I used to go, like, just to find new music. I didn't even know the artist.
No, I want to. Are you sure? Can I please?
Oh, awkward. Real shit, man.
I'm sorry.
What's in store for the future? You have anything to add to that?
Just keep going, man. Honestly, just keep getting tighter. Keep focusing on, you know, just the music, solely the music itself. Forget all the drama, whatever comes. Just do it for the love of it, you know. I mean, I'm just riding the wave right now, you know.
Yeah, Chris is also in another band called Jagged Jane.
Oh, yeah, it's another band.
Yeah, they have a lot of shows coming up in January.
Yeah, check us out on Instagram or any socials. We're out there if you want to check it out. Some, you know.
Jackie Jane, fuck yeah. Anything else y'all want to say to the listeners?
Stay safe. You know, support one another. Help one another. You know, these times are fucking hard for everyone.
Yeah, man, build that community, you know. Like, this is all we got, you know. The only way we're going to get better is to grow together, you know. So, that's all I got.
All right, thank you guys for rocking with us tonight. Hope to see y'all again in the future.
Check, check, check. All right, cool. All right, welcome back, listeners. This is Bootleg B, reporting live from the corner of Sunset and, what's that, Lada? I'm here. Who am I here with?
Les Cochine.
And what are your names individually?
Carla Cabrona.
Marica Mariquita.
Yeah. All right, getting right off the bat with the easy one. What does your name mean?
Carla is just a name, and then Cabrona is just like, you know, a badass bitch.
Man, mine's a little complicated. If you've seen A Bug's Life, it's very much inspired by Francis. Marica means just, how would you say, like, it's queer, I guess. A queer person. So Marica Mariquita is this, like, queer ladybug again. Watch A Bug's Life, look at Francis. That's the background for sure.
That's good to know, too. And what about Les Cochines?
Les Cochines is a cult of trans and gender nonconforming people that are just against the state and against oppression of all kinds and just trying to come together and have a good time.
La fiesta, what is it?
Si la revolución no tiene fiesta, pues no es revolución.
Yeah, we're the music of the revolution.
So piggybacking off of that, you know, as trans and gender nonconforming people, why is this music so important to you? Why is the genre and what you guys do in the scene so important to the community and you guys personally?
I feel like trans people for ages have always imagined different worlds, and I feel like because like we're trans and gender nonconforming, we're able to really explore like what does genre bending mean, what does gender bending mean, and really having people that maybe aren't part of our community understand what that means through like music, which is something that I feel like all of us inherently feel in our body. We all like rhythm, we all like movement, and that's just I think so vital. Like, this is outside of representation too. This is supposed to, like, the revolution's for everyone. It's not just for one community or person.
Yeah, I really feel like we bring fluidity to spaces without, and sometimes people don't even recognize it, but it's just through music and through good vibes, you know. And so I think people can just vibe to it. Even people who are super cis and maybe even like fucking transphobic and homophobic, they're still dancing to the music, and it's like, I got them. And it's why, because we're bringing the good energy and we're mixing everything, just like we mix gender, we mix genre, and the vibes are just good. So you can't really help it.
All right, now because Obstacle Track is a show from the Echo Park Film Center, I want to ask you guys a film-related question. If you could write a song or soundtrack, score for any film, could be non-existent, upcoming franchise, something already done, made.
I mean, I know your answer.
What is it?
I'll answer for you if you answer for me.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, yeah? Okay, all right. Well, Mariquita would write it for Juno.
I think Carla Corona would write it for School of Rock.
That's so you. All right, those are good ones. Let's see, what else do I have in here?
You doubted me.
I did, because I couldn't think of it for myself. That's why I was like, you don't got it, because I don't got it. But you did, you got it.
Yeah, I know you better than you know you.
Yeah.
Let's see. What drives you guys to keep going, in a world where people are trying to, like, keep you down? You guys are very persistent. You've been and all over L.A., really. Like, I always see you guys, like, on flyers, like, always doing stuff. My own little sister seen you guys at, like, their own a flyer at their own high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's... what drives you guys to keep going?
People need this. People need to know that there is another world is possible, and we're making it right now on the dance floor. Like, y'all see this unity. Y'all see how music just transcends borders, nationalities, like anything, really. Like, we're all here with one common goal, which is to really change the state of how we are, whether it's how we're feeling, how we're grooving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it feels fucking good. Even today, we were having a bad day, and then, we're like, oh, wait, we could play a show tonight with like lovely folks. We're like, yeah, we're exhausted, but not for that, you know? Like, we don't really want to do anything else, but we'll bust ass to play that show because it's just going to feel good. And you know what? It did.
And it's within, and it's within community. That's also, like, a really big part that drives us, like, building relationships, building bridges with, like, you know, introducing maybe folks to a new space or, you know, banding everyone together in that space. It's just a lot of love and community and, like, making another world with each other.
For context, listeners, Les Cochines hopped on the lineup last minute. Super thankful for that. We asked them at first. They said no, and then we saw having a call today. They said yes. It was lit. Good show too. What's in store for the future?
Ooh! Oh my God! We're releasing our first vinyl. After 3 years of being together, we got our shit mastered. Not all the tracks that you hear IRL will be on there, cause to be honest, we had a lot more tracks than we thought, so not all of them could fit in the first one, so the second one is definitely in the works already, because we have just, like, a lot of material and a lot of love. I also got my shit together, so I designed the cover and the back cover as well. Carla Cabrona designed our little logo in the vinyl, so the vinyl is going to be really big, probably a release party, and we have 3 shows lined up in January.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just psyched about the vinyl. And also we've got we got the bands growing, exactly. So about a year and a half ago, we invited Tito Tucan, who is our bongocero, conguero, timbalero. And then we've also got a new member, La Sirena Sucia, who plays bajo.
Dirty
ass bass. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful when all four, they weren't able to come because it was last minute, but yeah, we've got 2 new members and we're building our little family and it feels great.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing y'all when it was 2. Double-sided, the vinyl? Like, A, B, A, yep. Nice, nice.
9 tracks, 45 minutes. Yep.
Very good, very good. Any last words for the listeners?
Stay cochine.
Que viva la cumbia cochina.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's cochina song for you guys right now.
No vale nada, ese hombre no vale nada. Y tu chique, tú eres lesbiana. Y tu chique, tú eres lesbiana. Ese hombre no vale nada, ese hombre no vale nada. Y tu chique, tú eres lesbiana. Y tu chique, tú eres lesbiana. Chique, que no te dé pena. Mira, chique, que a todos nos pasa. Entra un hombre con poquísima gracia y todos dicen que come tu cena. Pero ese hombre no te da alimento, es pura caloría vacía. Tú sabes lo que te da sustento. Consigue un chique y cómele bien. ¿Qué?
thank you again to everyone who came through the other day. Thank you to all the artists. Okay, hear myself better now. Yeah, yeah. And you want to add, Mutt?
No, dude, it was a great time. Like, it was, we had a lot of good fun, you know, and I think for me, it checked off all the boxes per usual.
Yeah, we're actually doing really good on time right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Mutt that has some Serato issues today, so some of these mixes aren't as good as I thought, but I'm going to get you guys in some easy stuff right now.
Also, real quick, my bad.
You're good.
That band, Los Cochinas, funny enough, that was the third time I had seen them. You know, the first time was at our first event. The second time, actually, I saw them for this bigger band. They're called Combo Chimbita, and they ended up being added to their roster, I think, like, from what they told me, 5 days before. So definitely check out Los Cochinas, but check out Combo Chimbita and then think about just like seeing them open up for them. It was.
Yeah, no, they're killing the game. You know, flipping it on the side of the head.
And if you couldn't see me, I'm doing this. I don't know what you would call it, but I'm just like, you know, my approval emote.
The German three.
The German three. Yeah.
That's right.
Nah, apparently this has been like, it's been really messed with too much.
Yeah, it means a lot of things, but you know.
So apparently this German 3 can also mean white. Like, damn, I don't even want to do that, but it can mean white power. But here's the funnier part. I don't know how we got into this conversation, but I want to add this because I just thought about it. There's this wrestler, Mexican wrestler. He's getting a lot of traction in the WWE right now, but his name is Penta, you know? And the funny thing is, for a long time, and it still is, his like catchphrase is like "Cero miedo," you know. And for like, I don't know if he does it like this now. I don't think he does. But his whole thing is like, "Soy Penta, el cero miedo," you know. So he would do like a P and an M, and I don't know. I think that's hilarious.
That's pretty hard. As soon as that boys, it means triple six. You know, it's kind of like a six multiplied to the power of three.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I take it with a grain of salt. You know, like, I never even once seen it in the context of, like, anything else.
And then Eddie Murphy used to do it back in the day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't know when he did the...
No, you're right. I can see
that. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. All right, here's another song I discovered. It's an old demo from, like, back in, like, I don't know, 2014. It was a collab between Miley Cyrus and Tyler, the Creator, that never saw the light of day, and it just started getting traction. This is The Way I Feel by Miley Cyrus.
What's in our heart? witness now. Me and Miley about to rip shit down. And she ordered a mystery, you motherfuckers, but I hope that I can't fit this crown. And how did we get this sound? Gotta say thanks to Pete Willie. Gilligan Island, tsunami in Hawaii, and the beaches say hey, cause the brain free Willie. Saw you on that stage, left it not amazed. Thought you up in A, now you done in braids. Get the fuck back, you moving like they cut your cane. Look the nutsack, suited in some terrible ways. Flushing through the pain, depression, this is not a phase. Picking out his grave can't help but feel out of place. Try and cast a raise, death and hops the sour taste. Bless my pops, she sent him off and not an hour late. Still is shocking out my heart out somewhere on the range. Out of range, pick the lock and now we elevate. We box him out, my shit a million miles away. Niggas featherweight. Like we making fool. Father's face, but I'm not afraid. My Uncle Hugh.
Peanut by Earl Sweatshirt. I said it before, I'll say it again. This album, some rap songs. Ness was gonna give me shit for this, but this is a Christmas album to me. It's a seasonal album, that's better. And you know, this is what I mean when I say cold songs, you know.
That's cool.
Takes me back to a time in Monterey. What about you, Ness? You get what I'm saying when I say cold music?
I don't.
Okay.
I think, I don't know. I'm not even trying to be abrasive. I think I understood it more when you said like hollow. Like hollow made more sense.
Well, that was kind of hollow.
I get, what do you mean when you say hollow? See, this is what I'm trying to understand.
Well, because the example you gave, you said like played in like a hollow space, you know? I was like, yeah, that's a good like way to like interpret it, you know? But I feel like it goes deeper than that. And I can't quite describe the way I feel, as Miley Cyrus says.
That exactly what she said?
Yeah, that's the name of the song. She said it like 20 times.
My bad.
The way I feel, the way I feel.
But she said, I can't actually describe the way I feel?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. As I said, because I couldn't figure out what's up with Serato, I'm going to just go into the song from Toro y Moi, followed by another Christmas song. Man, I feel like there was something else I wanted to say, but I don't even know what it was. Oh, yeah, about the Earl Sweatshirt thing. I found another song I was thinking about playing called Solace. It was like a deeper cut. If you think that was emo, it got really dark with that one. It was 10 minutes long, so I didn't play it, but go check it out. Maybe I'll play it next month. But yeah, this is a Toro y Moi song, Walking in the Rain, from his last album, like 2 albums ago.
You know Toro y Moi is one person?
I did know that, yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah, it came to my work.
Oh.
It's not contagious, they stay in entertainers, like Beckham and Victoria, bad like bad teenagers, so sad it's not contagious, they stay in entertainers, like Beckham and Victoria. Reminds me she's naked on the terrace, perfect timing. Golden light looks like a painting. Yeah, 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 yeah
The sky just opened up and made a masterpiece.
Oh, word. Yup. It's about that time of night, ladies and gentlemen. The real Christmas music. It's been 23 goddamn days of December, and I have not once heard of Feliz Navidad out of someone's mouth or out of a speaker. And right now, this is a song of protest. This is a song of prosperity.
Simon.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to wish your friends a Merry Christmas. I want to wish your mom a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
However, thank you guys. I'll see you next month.
You're all beautiful. Stay safe, L.A.
Stay tuned for Lotus Smoke.
Stay tuned for Lotus Smoke.
Hip-hop set. I love her intro. She got a new intro. It's like Lotus Smoke. Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Are they a lotus and do they smoke?
Yes.
All right.
Feliz Navidad.